Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back and welcome, Monroe. The girls are Monroe. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Very good.
Now, consisting... I'm hoping I've got this the right way around. Kelly?
No.
I knew it.
Fail.
I should have put like little stickers on the get on those things like Kelly there and Claire. Or, you know what I mean? Kelly and Katie. But I knew I'd get it the wrong way around. So it is Katie and Kelly.
Yes. KJ and Kelly.
Now, I've got this little bit from your Facebook. The band is fronted by Malta's pop princess Kelly Schembri. Now your second name is it Schembri?
Schembri.
Close.
Damn, that's two in a row. Two strikes, awful, isn't it? And Isla White's singing sensation, Katie.
Yeah.
KJ Jones. I like the KJ bit, isn't it? It's Katie, KJ Jones. Both girls made a big move to London to pursue music after being introduced to each other in 2009, founded the group Monroe.
Yes, mm-hmm. We did.
So where did the name come from? What's the Monroe part?
Basically, we were trying to find a name that we felt represented a female icon. And obviously, Marilyn Monroe came into the equation and we just loved the sound of Monroe.
Straight away.
Yeah, so we were like, that's the name.
Simple as that.
Yeah, it was quite simple. Took us a while to think of it, though. But
I was hunting down on media streams to find out if it was the meaning, but there was no idea there. There was not even a picture of
Monroe. It just sounds cool.
It is very, very cool. First time to Brentwood?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
Now, so you got train, wasn't it? Did you come by train?
We came by train and cab.
Mm-hmm. So you're
in
both...
No limo.
Yeah, I know. That comes a few years later. You're both from London now, aren't you?
Yes.
So it's the first time to Brentwood. They're probably filming all the Tower. Did you watch any of the Tower stuff? What's going on?
I've seen bits of it, yeah.
I have seen bits of it too.
So there's like...
I've seen
tourism day today, so they're all outside, queuing outside the shops and buying their tarry, you know, whatever your bits, bags and what have you. So all lots of fun. Okay, now for the listeners, how would you describe your music genre? Is it like pop, dance?
It's edgy dance music. It is quite poppy, but it's got an edginess to it, so it's not your... cheesy. It's not the cheesy side of pop, it's the other side, I would say.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to like describe because we're influenced by so many different genres.
Yeah. We usually go listen to it and then decide what you think.
Yeah, exactly.
You teamed up with none other than producer songwriter Warren Mayers.
Yeah.
Of Soul Shaker and the Audio Freaks. Mm-hmm. Big production remix and other DJ outfits to create the first dance release. Now, this is the track you've got at the moment, it's Hunt You Down. Tell me more about that track.
Well, we wrote Hunt You Down. Basically, it was a song that. The inspiration just came to us because of what we were going through at the time. Obviously, we've been together for 3.5 years, so we've been through a lot of different stages.
Lots of ups and downs.
Yeah.
So this song kind of shows...
Yeah, it's about basically overcoming obstacles. And if someone drags you down, fighting your way back up.
And the track's called...
Eye of the Tiger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fight your way back up.
Hunt you down.
Yeah, hunt you down.
The track itself, I know, do you know what? That's women always sing those type of songs. I say, if you date a singer, you've had it, haven't you? never break up because that's it, you'll
especially,
get hunted down.
Especially not with Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
she's
exactly,
very good at that.
Exactly, yeah, very good at that. The single, is it out now?
It's actually not released yet.
So you've got a release date for that? Is it coming up?
We haven't set a release date, but it will be soon. If people like follow our social media, they'll be able to find out when we drop it, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about, just quickly about, for people who don't know you, about mm-hmm. your musical journey, you know, how you started. Was you both in music separately before you got together and formed the band?
Yeah, we've both individually done things, done different projects together, and then I came across Kelly.
She came across me.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And we've been inseparable ever since. So we're a strong writing team as well. We write together, and we spend a lot of time together.
We've been together for about 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's been a long journey.
And closeness is an important part. I mean, if anyone who watched X Factor, you see that, you know, a lot of it is getting the you know, the public to understand the individuals.
The chemistry.
The chemistry in a group. But also, if you're going to if you're singing, you're spending time together, it's important that you get on.
No, definitely. Yeah. I can't get rid of her. I don't know what to do about it. She just won't go away.
Joking.
She lives like 10 minutes away from me as well, so...
Do you both have the same likes? What music do you listen to outside of doing your music? You know, do you both listen to the same music, or have you got completely different tastes? Because I know when we just played the last track, which was The Vamps, by the way, and Shawn Mendes' Cecilia, which was obviously it's a cover, Breaking My Heart, Baby. do you both like the same type of music, or you got completely different tastes?
I think we have quite similar tastes. Yeah. We both like a bit of everything. So,
I've grown up with very mixed kind of background in music, so I do love loads of different kinds. I could sit and listen to like classical music as well, so I've quite a wide range of I love about music. So, but when it comes to us both, like, we both love the same. Whenever we hear a track or something, we go, yeah, we love that. So
yeah,
we'll have very similar tastes. Cool. Really.
We're going to sing a live track soon, but before we do that, we're going to put on your first track, which is The Hunt You Down. This is going to be the new one, isn't it?
Yes. This is our new single, Hunt You Down. We'll let you know the release date soon.
We are looking forward to this, and it's on CD, but are you planning to bring it out on CD as well as like the MP3 formats? Are you going to have like a physical cover for this when it actually comes out?
It will probably be available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. So it depends where people order it from, whether they'll get a hard copy or not.
Okay. Do you want to introduce your own song?
Yeah. This is Hunt You Down.
Wow.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, favourite Essex boy. Do you like that? Good jingle, isn't it?
It's a very good jingle.
I love that bit. I'll say the reason I put it on. Just showing off. Love that track. Really dancey. Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that coming out. I think that's going to go down really well.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you take it much influence off other people's music? I mean, I know that's a question that's probably you get asked all the time if you're doing an interview. Where do you get your inspiration from? Arm and, you know, the usual stuff. But do you?
I think, to be honest, we listen to so much music. I'm sure there are inspirations we take from different people, but not necessarily like any artists in particular.
No. No.
I think we're quite different. I mean,
we're bringing something new to the table, yeah, we think. So that's quite exciting.
Your credits, I'm reading here, your credits include opening the London New Year's Day Parade, that was last year, 2013, to a global television audience of 280 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just 280
quite
million.
Quite a few, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you count? That was a long lot. Take a long while. And a live street crowd of 500,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that must have been fun. Tell us a bit about that.
That was, like, amazing.
A very good start to the year.
Yeah, it was the best way to start the year. We stayed in a really nice hotel the night before, watched the fireworks. Then got an early light night, and in the morning we were picked up by a car, driven through like crowds of thousands of people. We felt like
royalty.
Yeah, we were like, this is amazing. We did our performance, which was brilliant, and then the car forgot to pick us back up. And we were kind of like, oh, back to reality then.
Straight away.
But yeah, it was a lifetime experience that we'll never forget.
I know you come over to London. You was originally from Malta. One was from Malta, and the other from Isle of Wight.
Both from islands.
Both from different islands. Two totally different type of islands.
Yes, totally.
Do you go back much, or is it?
I go back to Malta all the time. My family all live out there. I'm really close to all my school friends. So I would say I go back to Malta at least 7 times a year. And as a band, we've been out there quite a lot. We've done the Malta Music Awards. We've done all the radio shows and TV shows out there. And we've got quite a good following out there.
Mm. Quite big British over there, isn't it? Malta. Still.
Yeah, it's like perfect place to retire. So
Isle of Wight's not too bad for that, but it's not its own country.
Well, the Isle of Wight, you've got the festival, which we'll talk about in a second, actually. Because you've got a bit of Isle of Wight, big for music. But at the moment, are you gigging at the moment?
Yes, we are. We just did a gig in Maidstone, Kent on Friday for under 18s, which was really fun. We'll be doing a school and uni tour next year, the beginning of next year. And we're also going to be doing lots of other places like the Bedford, and we're going out to Malta as well to do the Bay Radio Music Awards in December. We'll be doing Westfields in London over Christmas.
Christmassy things.
Yeah.
What's your favourite gig? What's your ideal gig? If someone phoned you up, do you like the festival, or do you like to be happy in a small club with, you know, quite a close audience?
I like both.
I mean, the idea of doing like an arena or a big festival stage. I love festivals, so. A festival, massive main stage.
Can't beat a festival, can you?
No, I love it. I love the vibe.
That is what it's all about. That's what we all get into music for, to go to the festivals, sing. I mean, I do a bit comparing on at the festivals and DJ at festivals as well. So I know it is an adrenaline thumper, isn't it? You really get, you know, you get your kicks out of it. Now, we were talking about the Malta Music Awards, because in 2013, alongside some other artists, including... Pete André.
Yeah, yes. He was lovely.
Did you meet him?
Yeah, we did. He was really nice.
What's he like?
He's really friendly, very polite, down to earth.
Did you get any photos?
Yeah, we did.
And we met his missus as well.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Because at that time, I think they were just kind of starting to date, so he was kind of pushing her onto the, the scene a bit. So.
You've done quite a bit in Malta. Several Maltese television... I think he says Maltese then. Chocolate. You've been on a few television shows. What, tell me about those.
We've been on loads of television shows in Malta. Just to really promote our singles in the past, and while we're out there, we like to make the most of it.
Now, let's go back to the festival, Isle of Wight Festival. You've done that 2013. Well, 2013 was a big year for you, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we had quite a few things going on.
You opened with other artists, including Noisettes. I mean, wow, you can't get bigger than that. Good, sounding good.
Yeah, we opened for the Noisettes, actually not out on the Isle of Wight Festival. It was a different gig. Isle of Wight Festival, we had our own like spot, which was amazing. It was so good. And that's why next year we're going to be on all the festivals again.
Yeah,
so.
The Noisettes one was in Hatfield. Which isn't too far.
That's not too far, no.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was in Hatfield, which
was
a lot of fun.
Now, you were talking about the under-18s and the fresher gigs, which is college gigs. People don't realise what fresher is. you mentioned the Bedford. London Westfields is up and coming now. They're doing quite a bit of music there. The Dublin Castle Forum. But there's quite a few others on there. The Proud Camden. You've got Bar Solo, Bar Vinyl, Apples and Pears, George Tavern. The music fashion events, to name a few. I mean, you're pretty busy.
To be honest with you, that's not all of the places that we've gigged at, but that were the ones we were at the top of the list.
The list. I mean, I've been here all day.
Exactly.
222. I know. It's but you are very, very busy girls, which is good. I mean,
and they've all been quite different. Like, some of them have been like small acoustic gigs, and then some of them have been like the big shows with dancers and everything. So it's been a real mixture. Couple of years.
We're going to do another track now. Mm-hmm. Your next track is a cover of, I believe it's, is it Sia, Sia?
Yes, it's Sia.
Sia. This is not too old a track, actually. Chandelier was out a couple of months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic track.
We love the song.
What made you pick that? Is it just because you like the song?
It was quite vocally challenging, and we thought it would be a good one for us to show off our voices.
Yeah, we heard our voices on it as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And we love it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, introduce this for us, and then we'll be back to talk about a certain song contest.
Hello, this is Monroe's cover of Sia, Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I'll push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time, call phones blowing up, ringing my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Throw 'em back till I lose count.
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Absolutely fantastic. I love that track. It was really, really good. And I think I might like it more than the original.
Oh. Yay. amazing.
Well, let's talk about fair. Great vocals. And I take it, obviously, you're doing all this in the studio because yes. the production is really good. Mm. Did you get involved with the production much, or is it? Do you leave that to others?
When we're doing our original music, we do get in on the production side of things as well. We have an awesome producer, Warren Myers, and we sit with him. And we kind of create the beat together, like we'll have an idea of what we want, describe it to him, and then he'll make it while we're there. So we have like say, basically.
Mm-hmm. Now here, I think this is new news, but it was new to, because I see it on Facebook, that you've entered the song Flame into the Eurovision Song Contest.
We have.
For 2015 for Switzerland.
Well...
Yeah.
Well,
then I had to double take it because I thought it was going to come Malta, and I thought then the Isle of Wight. Switzerland.
Well, to be honest with you, we're entering it for Switzerland, but we're also entering it for England.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Yeah. Basically, we had
England.
To make
England.
Yeah, exactly. We had to make a quick decision about Switzerland because they had an earlier closing date than England, but they've opened it up to all different countries. Which, to be honest with you, it's a song contest, so. Mm. I guess they're just looking for a good song.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's quite political. It's very hard to win it, especially if the England song goes in. It's nearly impossible. But we've tried. You know, famous people, non-famous people, and it doesn't tend to make a lot of difference. But they changed the voting last year, didn't they? It was done some public, some.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I feel like the last few years when I've watched it, although there is political voting, the best songs usually do come first and second. It's just the other good songs seem to fall behind, but the best ones always do seem to win.
Yeah, so who won it last year? The chap with the beard, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Conchita.
Yeah.
Conchita?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it was your chat. Yeah. It was,
I loved the song that came
second. The bearded lady, though.
Yeah, the bearded lady. I loved the song that came second last year, though. It was, I can't remember what country it was, but it was like a Johnny Cash country style song.
Yeah, it's not as... cheesy as it was, I think that's probably the word. There's some incredible acts in there, and the majority of them now are reasonable artists. They haven't got so much the kind of cheesiness, and the traditional songs have gone. A lot of the countries have dropped some of the traditional stuff they used to do, you know, like, and which has brought it a bit more up to date. So, but the new voting will be the second time I've used it. Hopefully, that'll change the competition.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to that. Now, I read a couple of weeks ago that Iggy Azalea fell off the stage. She was doing a gig and she kind of walked along and then fell off. I know. I've done it myself as well, but not my big stage. Is that anything embarrassing happened to you girls when you're on stage?
We've had a few fumbles, like when we've had dance routines, maybe tripped, but we've always recovered quite well.
Yeah, I think when the dancers hit me in the face.
One purpose.
Once in a... because it was so quick and because of adrenaline, you don't really feel it till slightly afterwards. But I think that's... It wasn't really embarrassing because I don't think anyone really noticed.
I think probably, like, the thing I can remember the most, it's not necessarily embarrassing, but on the Malta Music Awards, we were supposed to go on stage at 9:30. And bear in mind that we had really complex outfits to get into. And at about 7:30, the person running it came backstage and was like, "Girls, you're on in 5 minutes." And we just looked at him like, aren't we supposed to be on in like 2 hours? And he was like, "No, someone's pulled out. We need you on now." So like, there were just clothes flying everywhere. Quick, get dressed. He was like, "If you don't get on in 5 minutes, we're not going to have space for you." We were like, "What?" So like, we were running around like crazy people.
So
that
if anyone
was quite
seen
funny.
It, it would have been quite... At the time, it was very stressful.
Yeah.
You've got quite a few videos out as well. How's that been going?
Yeah, good. Basically, what we do is every Monday we do a Monroe Monday. Well, not every single Monday, but we try to do one a month where we do a new Monroe Monday, and it will be a cover of another artist's song that we like. So, yeah, do check out our YouTube channel because there'll be lots more footage and songs coming
and
up.
And also on our Instagram, we always put, like, little videos of us rehearsing.
Well, media is important. I mean, you're quite easy to find. On the Twitter, it's @we_are_Monroe. Mm-hmm. You've got a Facebook, which is just Monroe, is it?
No, it's Monroe UK.
Kiss. Like a bit
and
Lex.
By kiss, we mean X. So Monroe, UK, X.
X. And that will lead you to the Instagram. And you've got, obviously, the YouTube account, which you can get on Facebook, can't you, the links?
I mean, their website has got everything on it. So monroeofficial.com.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, we do. It's www.monroeofficial.com, and that links you to all of our pages. Mm-hmm. And so the Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud is @we_are_Monroe. The YouTube is Monroe Music TV. And then what was the other one? Facebook. Yeah. Monroe UK. X.
So lots of different ones.
Yeah.
Talk, makes sense.
Talk me through the songwriting process, because it's one of the questions, it's a standard question I ask all my guests, because everyone does it a different way. When you write one of your songs, I know earlier on you said you kind of draw on like experiences, which is great. Do you kind of do the melody first? Do you sit down, or do you kind of do the words first and then try and put the melody to it? Or do you work as a team? Or?
To be honest with you, when we're in studio, we listen to a few beats usually, and when one catches our ear, when we have a good feeling for one of them, we'll just start writing. And I mean, KJ is really good with the melodies and harmonies.
Usually find the melody kind of first before, which sometimes can be rather frustrating, because I'll find a melody and then go, well, these lyrics don't fit.
Yeah, and then I'm quite quick on the lyrics, so we make a really perfect team when it comes to songwriting.
And I love building the song with harmonies and things. I love that part. It's my favourite part.
And you write for others as well, not just yourself. You write for, I see you writing for some other artists.
For quite a few of our songs are being pitched to other artists, and we've written so much in the past that we've not used because our sound has changed, that we've got loads of material that
played you a song like from like a few years ago, you'd be like, what, is this the same band?
Yeah, completely. So different.
We've had quite a journey with our music, that's for sure.
Now, anyone that's gone onto Facebook like myself who stole one of your pictures and retweeted it would say that you got quite some great photos of the girls.
Thanks.
Production photos. I mean, the one that you got at the moment's for the single Hunt You Down. You got the two of you dressing like black leather, is it? Black rubber? Black leather?
I think it's leather and latex.
That's it, latex was the word I was looking for. I was like, yeah, there you go. Great photo. Anyway, everyone's rushing to their phones to check it out. So that's a lot of fun having all that done.
Yeah, we have a really strong team of people who we work with, so it's always fun when it's time to do a new shoot, because we have so many ideas for our image that we want to put out there. So that was probably our favourite shoot so far.
Yeah, I love that shoot.
Yeah.
Do you do the styling yourself, or do you have someone to help you out with that? Do you choose your...
It's a mixture with that.
We know what we like. We get mood boards together of the kind of thing we like. We each know the kind of styles we like for ourselves. So we bring all that to the table, and then our stylist will work their magic, basically. Yeah.
And is that how you go on stage? Because about 8-inch heels must be fairly hard.
I definitely don't wear 8-inch heels. We try to wear like chunky heels, but yeah, I can't wear too high heels, otherwise I'll fall on my face.
Yeah, it's either chunky heels or flats. We have been known to wear our flat boots.
There will be an embarrassing story if I wear 8-inch heels.
Stuck on stage with it. Yeah. This is we could add to your embarrassing things that happen, couldn't you? Kind of get stuck on the shoes. Now, On the signing, you're not signed at the moment. Is that something that's high on your agenda for the end of the year, or possibly for next year now?
To be honest with you, we are currently independent. We have had quite a lot of interest. I think labels like you, Ready, with a massive fan base these days. So that's something we're just working on at the moment. But we definitely want to be signed in the new year.
Definitely.
We definitely will be.
Yes.
Yeah. So get us while we're hot.
Exactly.
Right.
But we also love self-managing. We have done a lot.
That's good.
We've got to basically oversee everything we've done. And so we're doing everything from the heart, and it's really us. We're not manufactured at all. Okay. So that's the plus side of being independent.
You're going to do a live track for us, which I'm looking forward to. We're going to do that next. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this track that you're singing. This is another one of your own. Is it one of your own tracks?
Yeah, and it's the first one we did actually as a...
It's not our own track. It's the cover. It's of Coming Home by
Skylar Grey.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, let me put it on and take it away when you're ready.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no more.
coming home.
I'm coming home.
Tell the world that I'm coming. Still far away from where I belong, but it's always darkest before the dawn. So you can coming home, tell the world that I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home,
I'm coming home.
Tell the world that I'm coming.
Go. Yeah. Fantastic. And I did want to jump in right at the end because it was just such a beautiful way to kind of end that bit of music. It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I like the keyboards as well. Who done that? Do you play anything yourself, material wise?
No,
KJ plays the French horn.
Thanks for that.
But not in the crew.
One of the things. I do play piano, but
is that not the one that goes kind of wraps around you?
It doesn't wrap around, you know. Everyone thinks that. No, there you go. So,
no wonder I don't play an instrument.
It doesn't. It doesn't wrap around you, but it is a very twirly instrument.
Twirly?
Twirly?
Yeah.
It's like a chocolate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Twirly.
If my dad's listening to this, he'll be like, what is Sean about? Because he's the one that taught me. He teaches brass instruments.
Isn't that like, I don't know much about the French horn, so.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
But so, isn't it the one where it's quite deep, isn't it? Like that.
No, that's the tuba. The French horn does all the really nice, if you ever hear soundtracks like Gladiator or Pirates of the Caribbean, it's the one that does all the nice lines and tunes in it.
Is it though? Because like a
very melodic.
Yes.
It's very, very melodic. It's
but
not
you
like
can't really
tuba.
Do a solo with it. It's kind of one of those. Normally you'd have it, you know, as part of the rest of the orchestra.
No, it always does solos.
How was it?
It's one of the nicest instruments to play. Promise.
You know when you blow those type of things, they're kind of, you know, like a trumpet. You kind of blow it, nothing happens. You have to go into it. Do you have to do the same thing?
Yes, you have to have the same embouchure. Yes.
So you have to go. Do you have to kind of make the noise?
Yes.
Go on then. Make the noise.
No. She refuses.
No. My dad can do it very, very well, but I can't do it.
So is that something you learnt? Years ago, school
hammered into my brain. Yes, with my dad, who's a music teacher, it's kind of everything's hammered into your head. I've gone through many different instruments, like bass guitar, acoustic guitar, double bass, piano, quite a few.
So really, I mean,
recorder.
Now you're playing an instrument. It's, I suppose, only fair that you add part of that to one of your tracks. I'll be listening out for it.
Well, okay. I would love to hear a Monroe track with the French horn.
Yeah, I mean, just at the end, right, you got the piano bit. Just before the piano bit ends, the French horn goes. Perhaps not.
I'll add it in.
Now, X Factor's back at the moment. I take it you've got X Factor in Malta and certainly
Isle of Wight,
etc., etc. Get it around the right way. But is it something you'd go on if you had the phone call?
We've had the phone call before, asking us to go and audition for it. Until now, I don't really think it's for us.
No.
I mean, we get to decide what we want to do with our music, like we said before. And although it's harder this way around, you know, I still love some of the artists who go on X Factor. And it's a great platform.
And it's helped a few people.
Yeah, you can never say never. You just never know. But it's not something we're currently looking to do.
No. What about any of the other like live and unsigned, you know, not non-TV competitions?
Live and unsigned, oh my goodness. I did that when I was a kid. But it wasn't really.
You say that like you're really old. Do you know what I mean?
I did it. I remember entering it when I was.
But I can say
16.
Things like that when I was a kid.
But no, it wasn't really my cup of tea. But I don't know. It has helped a lot of. That all these things do help a lot of people, but I think we just love doing things ourselves and having our own personal kind of journey with it all.
Mm-hmm. The question that I'm going to throw at you now is just before we wrap it up is, I suppose, a bit on the spot, but if you could go on a date, it's not a romantic date, just like a chill out, hang out with someone, you know, meal or a beer. Who would you pick? You know, like someone famous. Could be, it doesn't have to be music. Could be a film star or in the music industry. Who would you
alive
go for?
Or dead?
Well, they could be dead if you want. They probably wouldn't eat much. But I mean, let's say you could
that's
go back
really
in time and do it. Yes, that would adjust that question. You go back in time and you could hang out with anyone. You're going to say Marilyn Monroe, aren't you? Now,
well, she is on the list, but also Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. He's like the king of pop, so yeah,
oh
I would say
goodness.
Michael Jackson.
Oh goodness, I can't even think. I mean, she's alive. I studied Christina Aguilera's voice when I was a kid,
yeah.
Like constantly, and it would be really nice to meet her and talk to her just to see what she was like.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. But I can't. There'll probably be someone. I'll leave the studio and think of someone maybe better.
Half a down the road. Oh,
yeah.
She's, everyone does. Well, if I give it to, sometimes I give people time to think about it, but it's easy on the spot.
Yeah.
I was interested on your vocals. We were talking about how good they was. Have you had vocal training? Have any of you had vocal training?
Yes. I mean, KJ grew up with a musical family. Her dad's a music teacher. She's been singing her whole life.
Yeah.
And I just grew up singing in the shower to Britney Spears, went to performing arts college, and then, yeah, just started taking it much more seriously.
Mm-hmm. I see something on Facebook. Are you girls doing a bit of modelling as well?
Yeah. We do lots of different bits and pieces around the music, but yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We do bits.
Do bits of
yeah.
pieces.
You may see our face on a chocolate bar in Mexico.
With a French horn on
your yeah,
horn.
Exactly.
We need to make that happen.
you never know. Now, let's just quickly run through these where people can get hold of your music, because it's on Facebook, is www.monroeofficial.com.
Yes.
The Facebook is com/Monroe, isn't it, UK?
So basically, go to the website. It links you to everything. It's www.monroeofficial.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's @we_are_Monroe. And like our Facebook page, please. It's facebook.com/MonroeUKX.
Yes. Okay. Great stuff. Listen, thanks for coming in. It's been
that's
absolute
right.
pleasure.
Thanks for having
to
us.
You
your favourite Essex boy.
Yeah. What's you got planned for the rest of the day now? Is it all the way back to London and this afternoon?
We have rehearsals, actually. We're filming a little video. So, yeah, that will be up on our pages soon. It's actually for our new song, Flame.
Do you tweet a lot out nowadays? Do you use your Twitter?
We're on social.
How many followers you got now?
Well, I think Facebook we've got about 3,000.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Then Twitter we've got over 1,000.
Oh, that's not too bad. I'm catching up then.
And then, on our personal pages we have more. Mm. They all add up together. So, yeah, people follow us and we'll follow you back.
Yeah.
I mean, my live news today is that earlier on I had something like 1,073 followers, and
whoop.
During the show I went down to 172. That means someone's unfollow me whilst I've been on the show. How dare they?
Did
you get that? Isn't that annoying?
Sometimes I think people just delete their accounts though, so it might not be a personal thing.
Don't worry, they'll only get you down.
I know. There you go. Right, now we were talking earlier on about this track, VC, with Robbie Williams. Now, I haven't heard this track either, so I'm looking forward to playing it. This is a track called The Days. We'll be back in the second hour. I'm going to go and have some photos taken. Enjoy this. And Sunday lunch with Monroe. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.